Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this a Florida Man Monday edition.
Great. Just Google Florida Man. Crudy, good to see you. Evan, working the board. Happy Monday to our fair audience.
Presidential wannabe Ron DeSantis, Florida Man, darkening the doorstep in Warsaw, Bull Falls radio territory, Wausau, Wisconsin. We're playing there right now, Dom. And my understanding, he came bearing the good news. Like an evangelical for himself. In this case, he is the good news we've been waiting for.
Allow myself to introduce myself. Ron DeSantis back in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Examiner reported, Crudy, I guess I forgot about this. The second time DeSantis has paid a visit to Wisconsin. He was here last fall in Green Bay to campaign with Tim Michaels.
How'd that work out for Michaels? Yeah. Governor Michaels? Oh.
No.
Missed it by that much.
So close.
Anyways, Ron DeSantis in Wausau. We're going to start there. But should point out, we got a fine guest joining me right here in the Madison studios today, Dom. It's Batman. It's the vigilante of good governance from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the executive director thereof, our good friend Matt Rothschild, coming in studio. Matt, I got to... Diet Mountain Dew on ice for you, buddy. Cooling her down.
Matt, heading up. Ed, I saw it in the urban Milwaukee. He's going to come and let people know what his grievances are. A little late. It's a Monday, but Matt's got something to say, and we love it when Matt comes around.
Here, can I go down a rabbit hole just to start today? Since
I mean, why not? Why would you stop doing that now?
I'll get to Ron DeSantis in a moment.
All right.
Traveled around this great state earlier today, Don. You know, I had thought for half a second I might go up to Wausau and Chase DeSantis, but the weather was nice and we campfired, so that didn't happen.
No.
But today I was up in God's country. I was up in La Crosse.
Well, nice.
And I gotta tell you, tragic news from La Crosse. A Crudy level tragedy, though. Not actual harm done.
Okay, all right, good to know.
Any person other than yours truly. Well, if you're in La Crosse and you want to have a little breakfast for lunch, where are you going? Downtown. Fazy's, yes.
Yeah.
So I go down, I found parking half a block down. I got a couple steps in, walked down Fazy's, got to the front door, reached for it. Closed on Mondays.
Oh!
As such, I did not even eat. I had like a cheese stick from a quick trip on the way out of town after I gassed up. Drove all the way home and had to eat leftover Brussels sprout slaw. That I made for the family that, of course, there's plenty of leftovers. Because Crudy cooked.
But might be a little gassy. Good thing Evan's in a different studio.
Brussels sprout slaw for all my friends. I even put the pomegranate seeds in there. It was pretty good.
Ooh, but fancy. All right. Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the Brussels sprouts, but if you chop them up thin enough, it tastes like slaw. Dom, let's talk about Ron DeSantis, this Florida man. You know, I try to, before he came on, we're trying to think of theme music. And I got to maybe ask the audience. There's still time for the audience to participate.
There's always time.
Ron DeSantis theme music. I was trying to think, like, Florida man. What would be the good theme music for the Ron DeSantis? And I'm thinking, well, he's not like Miami Vice cool. I mean, I've been to Miami. I went to Miami this spring with my wife. That's a beautiful city. You can barely tell he's the governor of Miami.
They kind of broke a lot of rules, very stylish. I'm pretty sure are some of those white boots on some of the female actresses on Miami Vice, and DeSantis, he wore those pretty well, so it might be appropriate.
Little resemblance to Big Booty Trudy?
Maybe.
I don't think, you know, he's not Miami Vice cool. He's more Tallahassee tepid, if you know what I'm saying. So if you have a good idea for what could be his march-up music, we're looking for it. For Ron DeSantis, came to Wausau this weekend, 844-967-2789. But Dom, he brought some good news. Nothing but good news to share about himself and the good stuff happening in Florida.
The great stuff in Florida, yes.
Is how they're reporting it at the Florida Politics. Dom, Ron DeSantis went to the Badger State Saturday delivering the good news about how a transformational conservative governor like Ron DeSantis could flip a perpetual swing state and how that model could make him presidential material. Very Scott Walker-like in his self-assessment, right? And then when Scott Walker used to go on the road and tell people, oh, the transformation, I stuck it to the big government union bosses in Wisconsin.
If I can stick it to 100,000 protesters in Madison, I can do the same with ISIS and terrorism around the world, was Scott Walker's thought. Weird that didn't translate.
Well, here are a few of the quotes, and I've got various reporting, and you've got some as well, Dom. But I'm bringing the Florida Politics version of what it is he said. DeSantis, the actual words, and this was a well-attended event. Over, 500 in the room, Dom?
Yeah, they're expecting record-breaking donations coming in. Biggest Lincoln Day dinner ever.
And some pro-Trump protesters outside as well. But here is what he allegedly said. I come bearing good news, and you may say, what good news is there? Republicans have had a series of disappointing election results, not just here in Wisconsin, but really across the country. So what's the good news? The good news is me. No, the good news is the state of Florida. And what we've achieved shows Republicans can win again. The governor addressing a Republican dinner crowd in Wausau, drew comparisons between the Dairy State and the Sunshine State before he was elected governor. Florida was a great state. There were a lot of good things going on, but it was the single most pivotal swing state, basically like Wisconsin is now. We have never taken any polls on any issue I've dealt with as governor. The governor, who just discussed the 2024 PAC polling with Newsmax, said, I'm not quite sure, but I think they're calling him a hypocrite there, like he contradicted himself. Speaking of issues that DeSantis has never polled due to his devotion to True North, the governor touched on a number of policy victories, including freedom over Fauciism, in which he seems to make a direct hit on Donald Trump's COVID-19 policies. Don't let them rewrite. Again, I quote the governor here in Wisconsin, Governor DeSantis of Florida, who doesn't have to quit his job as governor of Florida. I mean, if he was confident, he'd quit Florida governor and go run for president, right? But the Florida legislature had to change the law, and he just signed it into law so he could go run for president. Don't let them rewrite history like I've just done in Florida. Fauci was wrong, and we can never let this happen in our country again, DeSantis said to a standing ovation.
Ugh.
He swiped at Trump's baggage without naming the former president, saying Joe Biden was beatable if issues and results were on the ballot, but with the caveat, if we let the election be about anything else, we will lose. In other words, if I'm not on the ballot, we'll lose. You can buy whatever book you want in Florida, but when you have books in school that are pornographic, inappropriate for age, parents have the right to know that, to object. Book banning, that's what we're down for in Florida, right? That's what he's bragging about. DeSantis said, rejecting the idea that he was banning books. No, I'm not banning them, I'm just banning them.
Oh, I'm not banning books, we're doing book banning. It's totally... totally different. You know, the Statue of David, Michelangelo? That's totally porn. Can't show that.
Our national sovereignty matters, DeSantis said, arguing against open borders and staking out. I'd like to know who's on the pro-open borders side of that debate and staking out his anti-illegal immigrant position. Pardon me, as usual, perhaps the Brussels sprouts repeating. As usual, beautiful Martha's Vineyard was a punchline, one that delighted the Wausau crowd. He also cited a noted defiance against the Walt Disney Company, which has sued DeSantis recently. We run the state of Florida. We do not. They do not run the state of Florida. Just want to make sure I got that quote right. They're going to be held accountable. And there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Mickey Mouse, right? I mean, come on. You're using the Reggie Hammond line from Another 48 Hours? There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. And by the way, Dom, let's talk about a couple of more policies not mentioned. The six-week abortion ban and permitless carry. We have expanded our pro-life protections by enacting the heartbeat bill. We bolstered the Second Amendment rights by enacting constitutional carry, DeSantis said hours after a mass murder in Allen, Texas, at an outlet mall after another massacre where the body count is not known at this writing. No requirements, pronouns in Florida, he brags. We're going to live like we lived for our entire lives. They lived their whole lives, Dom. I think that things like BLM, most likely. I'm not sure what that even means. Anyways, that's all
my quotes. Ron DeSantis, that's the Florida man. Ben Wickler, according to Fox11News.com, he's the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, released a statement ahead of DeSantis' visit. Here's what Ben had to say. While Ron DeSantis may be able to sell his mega without Trump pitch to the GOP's biggest donors, here in Wisconsin, that cheese curd don't squeak. In Florida, the DeSantis blueprint has put wealthy special interests and his own extremist anti-freedom, pro-plutocrat political agenda ahead of working people, the exact blueprint that doomed Scott Walker in 2018, Donald Trump in 2020, Tim Michaels in 22, and Dan Kelly in 2020 and 23. Can't spell Kelly without two L's, Crudy. DeSantis' mega agenda is all wrong for Wisconsin. As a member of Congress, he called for cuts to Social Security and Medicare. As governor, he has steadfastly refused to expand Medicaid, signing legislation allowing anyone with a concealed carry weapon without a permit, and attacked teachers and kids. On his last trip to our state, Ron DeSantis didn't even know how to spell Lambo. This time around will be no better for him. DeSantis represents precisely the extremism Wisconsinites have decisively rejected in election after election.
Ron DeSantis, another Florida man, wants to be the president. Come back, more devils.
On top of spaghetti.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Meatball Ron DeSantis, that Florida man, presidential wannabe. He was in the great state of Wisconsin this weekend, bringing the good news of Ron DeSantis. Sort of an evangelical for Ron DeSantis. I mean, I guess if you're running for president, you got to brag about yourself. Donald Trump taught him that, if nothing else.
I mean, you got to sell it, I guess. A little bit more, then we'll get to the phone lines. New York Times also picking up a quote from DeSantis. Here's what he said. In Florida, we deliver big victories every single day. Every day it's a victory in Florida under Ron DeSantis.
It's too much winning.
I was like, too much winning.
They steal it.
Another quote, a leader is not captive to the polls. A leader gets ahead of polls. A leader sets a vision, executes on that vision, and delivers results. The Times reports DeSantis expected to announce his bid for the Republican nomination for president in the next few weeks and has been building a robust political operation in Tallahassee, hiring campaign staff and meeting with donors. On Saturday in Wisconsin, DeSantis engaged in the sort of retail politics that he sometimes avoids. Shaking hands, signing autographs, and taking selfies. But he left directly after his remarks. He was very personable, said Cindy Werner, a Republican from Milwaukee who ran for lieutenant governor in 22 and spoke briefly with the governor as he made his way through the crowd. I don't understand the media narrative at all. And a little bit more here from WSAU rep Tom Tiffany. Apparently, he might be on the DeSantis train. Here's what he said. We were able to get Governor DeSantis, who's probably one of the leading people in our party at this point, with the great reforms that he's put in place in Florida and has made Florida the go-to state in America. It's not often you get the people come around that are this prominent and people respect that, and there's just a whole lot of energy that surrounds Governor DeSantis. Tiffany finally says this. The people that are supportive of other candidates, you should go out there and work like heck for your candidate, because that's what they're going to have, said Tiffany. We're going to have a dynamic primary here over the next year, year and a half, and that's a good thing for this party.
844-967-2789. Yeah, but what's his march-up music? Meatball Ron, Florida Man, what song? What'd you suggest, Dom? Something?
Oh, man. Molly Hatchet, a Florida band, flirting with disaster. It seems just entirely logical. It's low-hanging fruit to me.
Randall from Portage. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff Hollis. I got two bits, if you allow me. The theme song for Ron DeSantis would be the intro to Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Well, I don't think he would choose that one, Randall. It might not set the right image for him.
But I like it.
He doesn't have to choose it. We'll choose it for him.
That's right.
What else you got? What's plan B?
The second thing is, I believe the Florida no permit required for guns is part of Ron DeSantis' pro-life policy, right?
Well, pro-life for him. And those armed Floridians that feel a little fearful.
What do you say, Curdy? What's the worst that can happen?
Appreciate the call, Randall. We're going to try to get a few more in. Bob from Madison, you're next. What do you got for us, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Well, I'm thinking of these mass shooters, and I think that the mainstream press is missing a big issue. A lot of them have veterans background or military background, and who else is better trained to operate an AR-15 than the military itself? You know, so you've got a reservoir of millions of people just ready to go, and all you have to have is that 1 or 2% that are deviant people that do have a criminal mindset or something, and you've got a problem. I think they're missing that part of the issue. It's not just guns. It's the mindset of the people involved, including their training and background.
Well, Bob, I don't disagree with you. A well-regulated militia and all that sort of stuff. I don't know that there is that much correspondence between a military background and these shooting circumstances. I mean, a lot of people have served in the military, but I wasn't clear at any level that that's a common denominator of more than just a handful of these otherwise.
Right. Any more statistically variable than the amount of people actually serve in the military in general. I think I would agree with that. And my understanding of this most recent mass shooter was kicked out of the army after a couple of weeks or a couple of months.
Well, that's different.
At the end of the day,
when
somebody, call it mental illness, call it what you want, when someone decides to, you know, take everybody out and there's efficient killing machines and they're going to get more and more efficient over time, you know, this society is going to have to put a line in the sand to say, no, you know, not everybody can have a history eraser button. So, you know, in the meantime, and it's terrible. I mean, some of the reporting over the weekend, you know, here we go again. We're not going to have the mass shooting show today. We could have them every single day. So, again, what do the Republicans say? Thoughts and prayers? See how that works out for everybody.
844-967-2789. Mark, get you in quick. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, doing okay. Doing okay. It's just pretty sad that Ron DeSantis, how many people died in Florida, COVID, you know, in spite, you know, that because of Ron DeSantis. I mean, we don't hear because he was tweaking our numbers, saying, well, he can't report the actual numbers. It'll be whatever he dreams up in his foul little head. But and for God's sakes, Donald Duck could take out Ron DeSantis in a debate, let alone Mickey Mouse. I mean, that it is just, it's just sad that Ron DeSantis is running the campaign, is the man that he is, and it's another Republican horror show, just like in Texas.
Mark, appreciate you listening.
I mean, when you got to write, you know, likable on your note preps, you know, like maybe you're not likable. Maybe you should work on something else. Unpack that, Ron, for me, will you? Thanks for the call, Mark.
I write that down every day. Yeah. Be likable. I wake up smiling every day, and then somebody wrecks it for me. Usually it's you.
Usually it's me.
Come back. We'll put a smile on your face. Matt Rothschild, we call him Batman, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the vigilante of good governance.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A big Monday indeed when Batman comes around. We've got Matt Rothschild, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign here in the Solidarity Realty Studios here with me. How you doing, Batman?
I'm doing fine. I'm on the mend. I was down with COVID for 2 weeks. I got a rebound case.
Oh, no. Yeah. Good to see you, man. Glad you're feeling better.
I didn't even know that until you came walking in. I didn't even, and I'm only half being smart alky, I didn't even know COVID was a thing anymore. Well, like that people were still getting knocked down by COVID.
My wife and I both got knocked down, both got a rebound case. Those, I didn't even know about rebound cases until I got one. But when you take the Paxlovid, your odds of getting a rebound case go up by about 2.5 times.
Dom never got a rebound.
I had too much hydroxychloroquine for me, man. Gotta try that ivermectin, apparently. Listen to Ron Johnson.
Take all the drugs, Matt. That's my prescription.
Well, I'm here for the Diet Mountain Dew that you were advertising. So.
Yeah. It's cold. I got one for you. Let's talk about this little piece. What's Boss Voss up to? What's Speaker of the Assembly Robin Voss up to now, Matt?
Slippery Robin Voss snuck something into the shared revenue bill that the Assembly had a hearing on last week that I couldn't testify in person because of COVID, but I sent a little testimony their way. The sneaky thing that he did had nothing to do with shared revenue whatsoever. It was a way to gag the voices in the mouths of the people of Wisconsin. Basically, they introduced in this big bill a provision that would forbid counties and local municipalities from even offering their citizens the opportunity to vote on an advisory referendum on any subject. We could not give our advice to our local governments on issues of the day.
Didn't the Republican-controlled legislature under Robin Voss put a handful of advisories referendums to try and stimulate especially conservative voters here in the spring elections, Matt?
So it's okay for Voss to do it statewide, but it's not okay for any local government or county government to put a referendum on the ballot. And this is just outrageous. It's a tremendous violation, a blatant violation of our Wisconsin Constitution, both in the freedom of speech and assembly sections and also the right to petition our government. I mean, it's just a facial violation of that. And look, there have been so many good grassroots activists who've been doing work over the years at the referendum level, to local level. This is how we build support for reform in this state. I mean, take the money in politics issue. 12 counties, 80 municipalities over the last 10 years have passed advisory referendums that say we want to get money out of politics and overturn Citizens United. And
yeah,
this
but
is a way for the voices of the people to be heard and to generate some legislation or reform.
Yeah, but Robin Voss never listened to those voices. Of course, he doesn't give a damn what the people of the state of Wisconsin have to say about campaign finance reform, and rarely there's a movement afoot, let's say, to put legalized marijuana on the ballot like there was in 2018. And we saw that 16, 17 different local referendums, non-binding of the sort that would be banned. And Scott Walker still blames legalized marijuana referendums for his loss. Couldn't have been him.
And in November, there were 8 more of those legalized marijuana referendums, 3 in counties and 5 in municipalities. Or look at the gerrymandering issue. 32 counties, 21 municipalities have passed referendums by huge margins saying we want to ban gerrymandering. The legislature should ban gerrymandering. And they don't want to hear from us at all. I mean, it's amazing to me. In 26 states, the people have the right by referendum, by plebiscite, to make their own laws, to overturn bad laws like Ohio did with its version of Act 10, or make new laws like Michigan did by banning gerrymandering by a plebiscite. I mean, it's one thing that we don't even have that right, which we should have, but not even have the right to give our advice on advisory, non-binding referendums. I mean, as someone, one of our members of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign said to me, what are they going to ban next? A show of hands? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Folks are listening to The Devil's Advocates. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Oh my God, Matt. I mean, this is just really stunning to me. So I want to be very clear. Under Robin Voss's proposal on this shared revenue, which again has nothing to do with the shared revenue, I want to get your thoughts maybe a little bit on that without getting too deep on it. He slides this thing in and says that what and on the municipal level, on a county level, that activist people, even conservatives or progressives, cannot get together and meet with their other activist friends to promote whatever activist position they want on a non-binding referendum to put it on their local ballots, and the and Robin Voss would stop that, but would still allow for state referendums like the ones they just printed out and jammed in this last election.
You got that right. I mean, it's amazing, and it's across ideology. I mean, some local governments have passed non-binding referendums to say, you know, we're a Second Amendment municipality here or something like that. So yeah. I mean, anyone who's listening now who's ever voted on one of these advisory referendums, whether it's on legalizing weed, whether it's on guns, whether it's on money in politics, whether it's on gerrymandering, they don't want you ever to have the right again to express yourself.
And I guess have to assume that, you know, doing the political calculation, that Robin Voss is fine with martyring a couple of their own because more Dems or progressives use this referendum to what, stir up the base and let the opinions be known. I mean, that's my assumption, because there's no way Robin Voss would want to do this if it was benefiting their side. Matt, your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're worried, especially on the abortion issue, that people will turn out on local referendums saying we want to get our rights back here in Wisconsin for a woman to have the right to choose in these most difficult circumstances. And they think that'll hurt them. But look, this was on the agenda of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce long before Roe v. Wade was overturned. In fact, 3 years ago, I noticed that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce was urging a law to ban local referendums. And so this big business lobby, which has spent $35 million since 2010 to elect office holders who will carry its water, and that's what Robin Voss does, carries water for WMC, they don't want people to get riled up on issues like PFAS, for instance. And so, you know, better not to let the people have a voice at all. That's their view, and that's Robin Voss's view.
Just unbelievable. Matt, the shared revenue, I think, and the restrictions and the conditions that the Republicans put on their proposals seemingly do the same kind of thing. I get this similar vein. They don't want local officials to be able to instill their own taxes.
Right. I mean, so, this is amazing.
I mean, it seems, if anything, Matt, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if anything, they seem to be consistent across the board.
Yeah, I was interrupting you. Sorry about that. But look, I mean, you're right. I mean, this thing against the referendums is a violation, at least, of the theory about local control and self-rule. And the Republicans used to brag about being the party of local control. Now they're the party of controlling the locals. And one of the things that I think is most outrageous, aside from banning advisory referendums, was, you know, forcing cities to keep issuing the same number of tickets and arrests as they did in the prior year, or they're going to lose money. I mean, it's just really micromanaging at the local level to make sure we're arresting people.
Did we stop being Democratic small D here in the state of Wisconsin? When did that happen? Was it the first gerrymander or the second one? Because this doesn't feel much like a democracy to me, Matt. We try to do what? Workarounds through a democratically elected governor. We can win statewide ballots, but when the legislature is this gerrymandered, really there is no Democratic small D Democratic governance going on in the state of Wisconsin. That's going to be bothersome even to our Republican friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's been one assault on our democracy after another since Scott Walker came to town and since Robin Voss became speaker. You know, look, I just saw something that Wisconsin used to be fourth in the nation in our accessibility to the ballot box. Now we're 47th in the nation because of voter ID and banning drop boxes and restricting early voting and all the other stuff. You know, I came to Wisconsin 40 years ago because of its progressive tradition, and that tradition has been just wrecked by Walker and by Voss, and we're seeing it continue. We're seeing it continue with, you know, Robert Spindell bragging about racist voter suppression, Cleta Mitchell bragging about taking votes away from college kids. And it's just one thing after another. That the referendum banning is just part of this process.
Matt, do you think they're this spring election, the election of Janet Protasiewicz to the court, and already we hear calls from the right, oh, she should recuse on the maps. Yeah, that's not why we elected her. There better not be a recusal. I can't speak for Justice, soon to be Justice, Protasiewicz. But Matt, is when do we get some relief, man? When do we start? I'd like just to be able to talk about the weather and the traffic once in a while, you know, and not the malfeasant governance that's ends justify the means. And it doesn't matter what we the people want anymore. It's very frustrating.
That's been the amazing thing about gerrymandering. I mean, they so rigged the maps that they think they can get away with anything, don't have to listen to us. But I do take a lot of comfort from the fact that Governor Evers won re-election. I do take a lot of comfort from the fact that Protasiewicz won by a landslide, and that now there's a majority of progressive justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court that I think are going to make a world of difference here. And I also take comfort in the fact that a lot of young people turned out to vote in the spring in record amounts. And so I think their luck has just about run out. I think we're seeing the end days of the Walker-Voss counter-revolution here.
Well, we'll hear claims that they're legislating from the bench, but of course they can't do that, Matt. They can't actually make legislation from the Supreme Court. The issue of abortion, we've talked about it many, many times here, and it is certainly an issue I have said very recently to our friend David Sider at Politico. As long as abortion is illegal with no exceptions in the state of Wisconsin, I don't see how Republicans win a statewide race. And I think I've heard even conservative callers are suddenly down for 15-week or 12-week or heartbeat bills. But what they're open to is abortion suddenly. You know, suddenly they see what an issue it is for their side. Matt, do you think we will see a 6-week heartbeat bill or something of that sort that they will try to blunt the issue of abortion? And will Tony Evers, you know, because it is better than nothing, will Tony ever be forced to sign some sort of compromise bill that doesn't replace Roe?
I don't think Tony Evers is going to sign anything that Voss puts forward.
But the alternative, of course, is a complete and utter ban on abortion.
Well, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to hear this in the not-too-distant future, and they're going to throw that ban out. Josh Call is going to prevail on his lawsuit that was just in the court the other day and at the lower court level.
But based on what premise, the fact that we've got contradictory laws subsequently, okay, but then we don't go back to Roe. We're going to go back to something inadequate that's not going to satisfy anybody, but may somehow meet some legal standard. But Matt, that's not going to replace rights.
Well, I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to have to change to replace rights and make them, something that you can't tamper with at the state level. But we have this 1849 law that's going to be wiped off the books by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm very confident of that.
So what's the next step after that? If that 1849 law is wiped off the books and AG Call is successful in that case, what replaces it? What is the assumption for rights, abortive rights at that point?
Well, the laws that passed in the 80s or whenever, in Josh Call's brief saying, you know, these laws supersede, 1849, which is a pretty good argument in my book. You can't have one law that says we're going to be doing this is the law of the state of Wisconsin and another one from, 170 years prior that said another thing.
Matt, do you ever see a time where we could see a legislative remedy, again, assuming the current makeup of the legislature, but this issue just becomes so damning for the Republican Party that they feel like they've got to restore Roe just to they have some electoral outcome they can live with in the future?
Well, I don't think they're going to do it. I do think the Democrats, when they had the power, sure should have done it. And
codify it.
2009, they should have just overturned the 1849 law. I mean, that was ridiculous to keep that gun loaded.
Well, and they also could have done something about gerrymandering preemptively. And, yeah, of course, they thought they were going to win, didn't they?
Yeah, but you just can't leave these bombs just lying around that are going to blow up in women's faces all over the state of Wisconsin. That was horrible.
Come back with us. We'll try not to drop any bombs on you. Matt Rothschild in studio, the Solidarity Realty studio, the WMDX Mad Radio studio, and Batman, he's in the cave with us. You could be a part. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. You see a Florida man, Ron DeSantis, came to town. Reminds me a lot of Scott Walker.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom. Yes, I got
what I deserve. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, he's Batman. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's in studio in Madison with Crudy.
Talking Matt, thank smack you to for Crudy.
Sticking around. Matt, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign tracking all the money and politics. But I got to ask you, man, you at WIS DC, do you guys and the team over there, are you tracking the money in the U.S. Supreme Court? Because there seems to be a whole lot going on over there, Matt. What can you tell us?
Talk about needing a conflict of interest and ethics policy up at the highest court of the land. I mean, it's so corrupt. So corrupt what Clarence Thomas has been doing, getting millions of dollars on vacation trips, on yachts of his friend, the right-wing billionaire Harlan Crow.
And don't forget another $25K for Jenny.
Another
$25K for Jenny. The grandnephew gets free tuition. The mom gets the house paid for that she's still living in and gets it redecorated. I mean, this is just an enormous amount of cash he got from this donor, who's a lawyer, whose law firm has appeared in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Did Clarence Thomas recuse himself? No. Did he disclose like he's required to? No. And there we have Chief Justice Roberts just saying, you know, we can take care of things ourselves. And they're not doing squat.
Matt, I want to ask you a story a little closer to home. Bob Spindell. A judge has recommended that Bob Spindell's vote on the case of Bob Spindell, because Bob Spindell, of course, is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner,
which is unbelievable,
but also a participant in the fake elector scheme, as well as a guy who brags a lot about
racist voter suppression.
Yes, let's call it that.
I mean, just for you put it that way, it sounds really bad, man.
But Judge Remington said today he plans to issue a written order next week after the plaintiffs, Spindell, the elections commissioners, agreed the commission should reconsider the complaint without Spindell's participation. The guy got the vote on whether or not he was at fault. And he, of course, voted he was not. But so did the rest of the elections commissioners. And I'm not clear, Matt and audience and Dom, that this is the venue. If they have committed a fraud, they should be prosecuted. This is a prosecutor's decision. And I look at the top prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin, the AG, Josh Call, our buddy, and say, where you at, Josh? And even there could be an aggressive Dane County, because this, of course, happened on the very same day when the Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 ruling, December 14, 2020, said there is no other path for Trump. Barely upheld the results of Wisconsin's election. But an hour later, these false electors committed a fraud and said, we vote for Trump anyways, even though they knew there was no legal passageway to this ever becoming a valid outcome. So, Matt, A, where's our AG? And B, it doesn't matter if Remington, the judge, is like, this is so clearly a crime. I think he's saying between the lines, like, do something about it, right?
He's also saying you can't have a fair hearing when the accused is acting as his own judge in the case, which is what Bob Spindel
judge,
was doing.
Jury and executioner.
But look, I'm totally with you on Josh Call. Our attorney general, the leading law enforcement officer in Wisconsin, has an obligation to investigate and, in my opinion, to indict these false electors. I mean, look what happened down in Georgia. A bunch of those false electors took immunity in the case that the DA down there is bringing. And, of course, the DA here in Dane County, issues on, could go after these guys, too. I mean, it seems pretty clear that they were doing something not according to Hoyle anyway. And so they need to be investigated for it. And I want Josh Call or issues on to do it. But I do want the Wisconsin Elections Commission to take seriously this complaint filed by the great folks over at Law Forward. They made credible allegations that these false electors violated our elections law. And so you got to go first to the Wisconsin Elections Commission on that. And if they continue to vote against this investigation of the false electors or continue to find that there was no wrongdoing, Law Forward can go into civil court there and say, you know, you guys got to go after these guys because the Wisconsin Elections Commission didn't do it, but you guys can't.
Well, Matt Rothschild, I recommend that you tune in right here on Civic Media because we've got our own Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Mark Thompson. He does the Paul Revere Show right here at 7 o'clock. If you tune in, you can hear it.
And if you can call in and ask him, you know, how
if
come
you would like, 844-967-2789. I believe it's the same phone number, but Mark goes live at 7:05. So you can ask him if you care to. But the last time, Mark and all the Dems and the other two Republicans and Spindel, 6-0, so that ain't really our jurisdiction.
Yeah,
that is
and
my
I don't
understanding.
Get that. I'm hoping that a caller will ask Mark why he and Ann Jacobs decided not to vote in favor of the complaint brought by Law Forward, and let's hear what he has to say.
Well, you could appear as a guest on one show and call it. That's
you can always, we take all callers.
I'll disguise my voice. That's
Matt Rothschild, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I jumped on the elections website. Wisconsin's commitment to election integrity. This is the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And just bear with me, if you would, please. The commission takes any allegation of election misconduct seriously, whether it is by candidates, voters, political parties, or other groups seeking to influence the outcomes of elections. Many areas of illegal election activity, however, are under the authority of local law enforcement, including police and DAs. In those cases, the commission and its staff stand ready to assist in the investigation of election complaints. That's interesting. And they have a line item. They list like 10 things, 9 things. Here's 7 and 8, briefly. Continue to proactively work with Wisconsin Department of Justice, DAs, and federal and local law enforcement to share information identified by agency staff or received by the agency that implicates a violation of Chapter 12 Wisconsin statutes. And number 8, assist law enforcement and prosecutors in specific election fraud and illegal voting cases by providing and interpreting information contained in the WIS vote related to an individual's voting method, et cetera, et cetera. So it seems to me that even maybe they don't have, Matt, the prosecutorial ability, they can certainly advise. I mean, isn't that what the commission is supposed to do? This seems to me like a legitimate complaint regarding election fraud, literal fraud, Matt. Your thoughts?
Absolutely agree. I mean, if they don't want to make a determination, they could at least say we're going to work with prosecutors, as it says in our guidance that you just read. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they say we're going to work with the Attorney General of the State of Wisconsin on this?
Now, I interviewed Josh Call at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention, and that was the very same weekend that the Roe v. Wade was overturned, that the Dobbs case came down. That happened on Friday. I interviewed Josh on Saturday, and I certainly asked him about that, but I did ask him about the false elector story.
What did he say?
And it seemed his explanation was, it's multi-jurisdictional, and it really takes a Department of Justice effort to investigate this crime. That's
U.S. Department of Justice?
Or that's what he was implying, or at least that was the answer. And I was not satisfied entirely because, of course, we know in Michigan, Dana Nessel, the attorney general there, has taken a differing tact. And while we have not seen any charges, we know that Fannie Willis down in Georgia, Fulton County, that is what, a county-level DA?
That's what issues
roughly
on
the equivalent of the Dane County DA issues on. Well, if a crime happens in your jurisdiction, I think it is at the prosecutor's discretion. I don't think we're ever going to get the satisfactory answer we want from the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
I mean, why be a prosecutor if you're not going to go after a juicy case like this that threatens our democracy? Come on now.
Tune in. The Paul Revere Show. Putting the heat on. Mark Thompson. 7 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you, Batman, Matt Rothschild, for joining me and Dom here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Always a pleasure.
Always great to see you, Matt. Man. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Come back with us. The Happier Monday Happy Hour. It's next. You can be a part. 844-967-2789.